This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Thanks, Nate, for hanging out over the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's been good fun. So I think the next fortnight will be, much the same, really.
Yeah, and we can't forget about old mate Alan. He is going to be on the show Monday. We're going to get a bit of an update because he is away getting his tonsils reconstructed, or what's we'll have to find out exactly what happened.
Removed.
Removed. Yeah. If it went well, they're removed.
A very minor event for a radio announcer. So
yes, we're going to find out how all that went. But first, I need to test you because we've got to give the people what they want, which is the Alpha Bucks letter and clue. They're not here just to listen to us, gas bag.
Yeah.
So your letter is H for hotel.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the hardest one. I reckon you could be okay at this because you, whilst you're doing it from over east at the moment, you know WA, you lived
yeah.
here,
yeah.
hosted trivia at the Rose. Name me starting with H, a WA town.
I'm rusty. Yeah,
This is a tough one, and I've only got one answer on my sheet, and WA is a very, very big state.
A WA town.
Yeah.
Oh, apologies, WA. I love you.
Okay.
No, I'm going to pass.
Pass? Okay.
Yeah.
Harvey.
Oh!
Yeah.
Harvey!
Yes.
Has like the biggest Italian community in the southwest as well.
Again,
for
making
shame,
your, making
Nate.
Your Italian heritage very upset.
There. I am filthy for myself. I DJ'd a wedding, a guy whose family is from Harvey. I did that in Dunsborough. I am not nah, anyway.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I bet you he's
I'll show myself out. I think.
please come back though. After doing that, you will be back Monday, which I'm stoked about because it does get a little lonely here in the studio. So, enjoy the podcast, guys. Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly minus one Alan, who is off at the moment. I am joined by Nate, and this is a pretty big get for us, Nate. Normally, Alan and I don't tend to talk to American political leaders, but I thought. You know what? To make you feel a little welcome, I will get some of the bigger guests on the show. So right now we're crossing to the US to talk to the Donald Trump. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Carly. Hello, Nate. How are you? It's me, President Trump, greatest president in the history of presidents. And I'm running again. It's number three. Can you believe it?
Well,
Can you believe it? And you people have been so supportive. So supportive. And I love the fact that you all voted for me. That's what I love.
Did we? Well, I don't know how that works with the American and political.
I made a deal with the Queen she passed. Wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. She's on your money. Did you know she's on your money? I want to be on our money, but they won't let me.
We're pretty lucky to get you because you did recently announce another political run. Good luck with that.
Yes.
But you're also currently at the moment at a fundraising party, I understand.
Mm. I am at a huge fundraising party. Some of the biggest names in news, entertainment, politics. It's really, I have to tell you, it's incredible because they love me.
Just wondering, who's at the party?
Well, looking around right now, I can see Dr. Phil. I think everyone loves Dr. Phil. Isn't he wonderful?
Ooh. Oh, I'd love to chat to him.
Would you like to talk to him? Would you like
yeah.
to talk? I know the Australians love Dr. Phil. Hold on one second. DP, come over here. Hello, this is me, Dr. Phil. Listen, as you know, I've written many books, including my big new seller, I'm Okay, You're a Mess. So you can get that down in Australia.
Now, Dr. Phil.
And I know that you two don't get along that well, but listen, it doesn't matter how flat you make a pancake, it's got two sides, okay, you two? So we've got the international man of mystery himself, Austin Powers. Austin, come on up. He's sashaying over here. Come on over here, buddy.
Austin, are you there?
Oh, yeah, baby. Especially creepy voice old. It's me, Austin Danger Powers. We're having a smashing time here in Washington, D.C., baby.
Look, we do appreciate you joining us. I know you are at a party. You've probably got a lot of lovely ladies to woo. Now, just quickly before we wrap this up.
Are you kidding? We're drinking champagne. It's drinky, drinky, clinky, clinky, baby.
Have you got any dating advice for people that might be single and looking to mingle?
Here's my advice. Don't just go by looks, okay? Don't just go by looks. Make sure you're truly attracted to somebody on a much deeper level, because it's not just one night, unless you're lucky. Sometimes it's a lifetime.
Oh, that's actually very profound,
sweet
Austin.
Way to end, yeah.
Wow. Absolutely, baby.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll let you get back to the party. And say baby. Hi to Trump and Dr. Phil.
Absolutely, but hold on, Trump's yelling. Hold on. Hello, before you go, don't forget to vote for me, okay? Not in Australia. I love you, people. I'm going to come for a visit. I have no idea who's in charge right now, but whoever it is, I'm going to love it. I can tell.
Well, thank God it's not you. I have a bit of a back and forth going on between me and my husband at the moment because I am not the most practical person, but I feel like I am being the practical one in this situation because I've come up with a solution to a problem that we have and it's not good enough for him. So I'm going to put it to you.
Yeah.
And if this was your girlfriend, would you go, honey, congratulations, you've come up with a great solution, or are you with my husband and you're just not for it? So here's the situation.
Okay.
We are doing a Christmas party at our place, a little bit of a friendsmas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's all about the food when it's Christmas time. So I realise that I am a couple of dining chairs short of being able to host everyone at the table.
Right, so you want a sit-down thing. Okay.
It's a sit-down thing. It's a nice thing. And also, I don't want to be getting out the camp chairs for it, you know? And it's always awkward. Who gets the camp chair? Who gets the nice chair? So I want to have proper dining room chairs like a proper adult. This is my first kind of adult thing I've hosted.
Right.
So I was driving around the other day, and that's when inspiration struck, because it's very hard. It's not like furniture shops sell like three chairs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I realized that at the moment it is Verge Collection. And
I thought this is where this was going, and I'm scared, and okay. Now we have to deal with this.
And
yeah,
I was
okay.
Like, this is absolutely brilliant. What a solution. Also, save on money. Anyway, my husband, he's a bit of a snob. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to call him out here because he's not here to defend himself. He's like, "Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the thought of it." And so his solution was to ask people to bring their own chairs. And I was like, what looks cheaper, getting a chair off the side of the road or asking people to bring their own chairs? I am all about the roadside Verge Collection. What are you doing in this situation?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I hate both of your solutions.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're going to shut them down, you've got to come to the party here.
Yeah, that's fair enough. The onus is on me. Let me explain why I hate both. Okay. So the curbside stuff is just nasty. Like, people are throwing out stuff for a reason.
Some
you know?
Of it's good stuff. I've already eyed off a couple of chairs in my neighbourhood.
But why are they throwing it out, though?
This is what my husband says. And I'm like, you know what? Some people might just have so much money that they just have too much stuff. So that's when us poor guys over here get to cash in on their wealth.
There's just a connotation with just dirty and festy with any kind of rubbish, even if it's completely fine and, you know, a day old. And if it's curbside, I just, nah. To me, it's tainted. But to bring your own furniture to a party,
I just think that is too
ridiculous.
Much. It's too much.
How about you guys just be adults and buy a couple of more chairs?
Well, see, this is the thing. I have looked into this. So I've gone on to like Facebook Marketplace and no one's like, they're selling six at a time. So there was a lady I found on there and she was selling six dining room chairs for $80. And I said, can I do three for 30? Which I thought was a good deal.
Yeah.
And she was like, absolutely not. I need to get rid of all the chairs. And I was like, well, I only need three. And so you can understand my conundrum, my back and forth. And I'm like, well, I don't want to spend... I'm coming across as a real cheapskate here, I realise.
I think I have the solution.
Okay.
Cancel the party.
Oh, you know what? Brilliant. Does Nate know?
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, we brought in the big guns for that production, Nate. I hope
I
you appreciate it.
I love that opener.
But look, the inspiration behind this segment is the fact that you were a trivia king back in the day in Bunners, am I right?
Yeah, I loved hosting a trivia night at the Rose Hotel on Victoria Street in Bunners. Shout out to that crew, good people.
So this is where I tap in and to see if you actually retained any of that knowledge. So I'm going to flip the script here on you and I'm going to put the questions to you because you were the quiz master.
Okay.
All right. What was released in 2007? It was the first product of this kind. It was very revolutionary for the world.
Oh, 2007. Oh, the iPhone.
Oh. Yeah, you've got that. Okay, off to a great start here.
Yeah,
don't
boy.
Get too confident yet.
Yeah, true.
All right. Alexander Fleming discovered what?
Oh, I know. I've heard this name before, Alexander Fleming.
I feel like this would have been a popular trivia question.
I feel like this has popped up in a movie or a TV show. Oh, Alexander Graham Bell's, like, the phone,
yep.
Incorrectly, yep. So I'm going to go, like, 1800s. I don't know. The car? Ah! What is it?
Penicillin, mate.
I have heard that. My dad's allergic to it. I should know.
Oh, okay. You should know.
Yeah.
The Camdens, were a family who featured in what American TV series? I was a big fan of this show back in the day.
Camden.
Yeah, the Camdens. They were a family, so that could be a little clue there.
Full House?
No.
No! Oh.
Seventh Heaven, mate.
Seventh Heaven.
Oh, see, you know.
I took a hit there. Yeah.
You took a hit. You know what? Here's the time you redeem yourself, and I think this is easy.
Yeah.
Who was the youngest ever self-made billionaire?
That would be, I imagine, the movie was made about him, The Social Network. What's his name?
Oh. I think you might be barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm not the dude of Facebook. I forget his name. No, I have no idea then.
Oh, come on, mate. You're not keeping up with them. It's Kylie Jenner.
True.
Remember, it was a whole thing at the time.
Yeah.
She was on the front of
Forbes. No, you're right. I'm not a fan of the Kardashians, but yeah.
All right. Let's wrap it up with this one. Maybe you'll redeem yourself. Now, I'm going to take the closest two because this is quite a hard one. How many parts does the average car have? I'm talking stock standard model.
How many parts?
Yeah. Like all up, like everything.
I'm going to say 1,000.
Oh, mate. You are a little short there. Try 30,000. Yeah. Good to see you retained all that knowledge.
Look, I'm used to falling short, so it's fine.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, -1 Alan and +1 Nate, who is filling in. And we're also joined by the very lovely Sarah Harris, the new host of the project. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello, you guys, Carly and Nate. There's no news that you guys need to announce, right? Because this is what tends to happen. People take days off and then the next minute there's new hosts announced.
I'm just the rebound host. Nothing significant. It's okay.
Just the fill-in. But first and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you.
And as someone that's doing the breakfast hours, congratulations on your sleep-ins.
That's the first thing. If you've worked in morning or breakfast television or radio, you know exactly what it's like. It's weird, though, after my alarm going off at 4:45, which is, pretty late for you guys, but 4:45 every morning for 10 years, I'm just kind of used to it now. But it'll be so lovely to work at the other end of the day and also just, you know, a different team with a different kind of vibe. It's pretty remarkable and humbling to be given that kind of opportunity.
Absolutely. And you mentioned quickly before you'll have a new panel of people because we have seen a lot of people leave the project. So who is it, by the way, Sarah?
Yeah, okay. So we've got, who is it exactly? I can't give all the details and I actually don't know. It's all on a need-to-know basis at the moment, but I can confirm that Waleed and I will be hosting Monday to Thursday. Hamish McDonald and I will be doing the Sunday project from Sydney. We've got beautiful Georgie Tunney on the team as well. And then we've got another big announcement because obviously Pete Hellyer is leaving the project after 8 years. I think after the pandemic, people just kind of looked at where they were and just went, you know what? It's time for a change. I mean, we've seen so much movement in TV and also in radio. I think people are shaking it up a bit by vacating these big seats that, you know, because usually you have to kind of wait forever for an opportunity to come up like this.
Absolutely. And Sarah, I have to bring up the moment I fell in love with you years and years ago. And hopefully this isn't a sore point, but I will never forget your Facebook Live. And I hope this gets brought up on the project on your first day because it is everyone's worst fear. And I still think about it to this day of the moment you fell asleep and went accidentally live on Facebook for the whole world to hear your snoring.
Oh, it was Instagram. And I was heavily pregnant at the time.
Oh.
And put my alarm on, put my phone down on the side. And obviously I'd knocked it on. It is my worst nightmare too. Thank God it was just a black screen with me snoring, which apparently sounded like an injured hip. And these people actually stayed and watched.
I was one of them, I will admit, Sarah. Well, look, people will literally watch you snoring in bed, so I have no doubt you're going to bring a lot of viewers to the project, myself included. Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Carly. And, Nate, you hang in there, mate.
Yeah, it's all right. I've played the dating field for a while, so the skin is thick, thank God.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it. And don't forget to tune in to Tari's big last show next week as well on Wednesday at 6:30 on 10. That is going to be an absolute cracker. Big surprises, big guests, and a really good, strong celebration of everything that Carrie Bickmore's achieved at 10. She is a superstar.
You want to talk one of my favourite topics at the moment, which is dreaming.
Yeah. So I squashed a recurring nightmare recently that I kept having for years. Little backstory, radio is a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work. Like, often, little peek behind the curtain here, often what happens on air is about 5 or 10% of the planning and the thinking and all the behind the scenes. So we're fascinated by those gears as radio nerds. And I've found, or I think at least, that stand-up comedy is a similar process. Loads we don't see behind the scenes. And I think comedians as people are similar to us. We're just cut from the same cloth. We share a chromosome. So naturally, I've always wondered what it would be like to do stand-up comedy, and just, I'm fascinated by those parallels. So for a long time, I kept having this recurring nightmare where I was at a charity event or something with a stage, and the MC would tap me on the shoulder and say, "You're on in 2 minutes." And I would be confused, and I would ask, "What do you mean?" And they'd say, "We need you to do 90 minutes of stand-up comedy. Go." And I usually love being on stage. Talking to 30,000 people is awesome, but that's if I'm prepped. If I'm not prepped, I freak out. So I would always wake up from a cold sweat from these dreams. And we had a psychologist come into the radio station, and I had a chat with her, and I told her this, and she said, "Do you ever notice things that could be content or material as a stand-up?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, possibly. I just don't know how to process it." And she asked, "Are you writing it down?" And I said, "No, not at all." And she's like, "Okay, creativity can be fleeting, so you have to capture these things even if you never use it, even if you never dabble in stand-up comedy." And since I started this little notes page on my phone, just ideas or thoughts or things I would do as a stand-up to flesh out my own style, even though I never want to because I'm too terrified, I have never had one of these nightmares since.
Wow, I find that so fascinating. So it's almost like you're redirecting your thoughts almost. That's great. And also, how good is it that you now have enough material for that 90-minute set?
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.